You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. The address of the church is 165 North Grove Street. And we would like to invite you out to our services. Tonight is Youth Night, 6:30. It's in our fellowship hall there at 165 North Grove Street. And pray for the young people in our country. There seems to be a great deal of Holy Spirit activity taking place in the lives of young people. Seems to be revival services breaking out on college campuses, and that's not a bad thing. And so pray that it not only reaches our college campuses, but that it also reaches our school, our public schools as well, and private schools for that matter. So praise the Lord for that. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Just Concrete, 321-536-5804. Just Concrete is my go-to resource for all things concrete, whether I've needed a concrete repair, whether I needed a concrete pour, or whether I needed a sidewalk, a ramp. In fact, when I could not come up with a solution on how to resolve an issue, I contacted Just Concrete. They came out and they came up with the solution. And I was like, praise the Lord. And they have made an area of our home much, much more user-friendly. And for that, we are thankful. So they have decades of experience. They have expertise. They know how to get it done right the first time. They have the knowledge. They know the requirements. They know the resources. They know the contacts. They know the prices. They know the time frame, how long they've got to work the material. They are very, very good at coming in with their great work ethic and getting the project prepped, getting it poured, getting it finished, getting it cleaned up, and then getting out of the way so that their customers can move forward with their project. If you've got some concrete work you want done, 321-536-5804, Jits Concrete may be a great resource for you, as they have been for me and for Merritt Assembly of God, and they are friends of the Refresh radio program, and for that we thank them. So we're going to be back in Matthew chapter 15. We're lumping two incidents. They are two very similar incidents. In Matthew 14, it talks about Jesus being moved with compassion, and after he was moved with compassion, it results in the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 5,000. Here in Matthew chapter 15, it talks about that Jesus has compassion on the people because they had followed him 3 days, and the end result of that is going to be that he's going to have compassion on the crowds, and there's going to be the feeding of the 4,000. Right now, we are looking in Matthew chapter 15 to see what that 3 days of following Jesus had entailed. So let me begin reading in Matthew chapter 15, verse number 21. It says, "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.' But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she cries out after us.' But he answered and said, 'I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed that very hour. Jesus departed from there and skirted the Sea of Galilee and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. That's where we're going to stop our reading for today. This Canaanite woman comes to Jesus. He's in the region. She has a daughter that is severely demon-possessed. By the way, I will say this. When you have a spiritual problem, there is not a financial solution. When you have a spiritual problem, it's not an educational issue. It's not an emotional issue. Spiritual problems require spiritual solutions. And this woman had a great spiritual need, and it motivated her to come to Jesus and to cry out to him, Lord, help me. That's where we ended up on yesterday's program. And he answered this woman's plea for help and says, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And I heard a sermon several years ago, and it talks about that this word little dogs is referencing like a household pet. And, you know, you read that on the surface and people would say, I can't believe that, you know, there's this tremendous insult. And I would tell you this, Jesus takes people from where they're at and brings them to where he wants them to be. And so his disciples were looking down on this group of people. They had a horrible spiritual pedigree. One of the great ironies of this situation is the Canaanites were purged from the land because of child sacrifice. They used to offer their children, and that was reprehensible to God. He's like, no land can tolerate that. Here, this woman saying, I'm not looking to sacrifice my daughter. I'm looking for my daughter to be healed and for her to have a healthy and holy relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So, no matter what background you've come from, I want you to know that Jesus has a purpose, Jesus has a process, there's preparation, and he can bring you to that place that he created you for. And so all of us are meant to be trophies of God's wonderful and amazing grace. He just poses the question, are you supposed to take food that is prepared for the children and throw it to their household pets? Now, when we did have pets around our house, here's how that came to be. My son wanted a dog. And my response to him was, when we can afford to feed you kids, then we'll consider getting a dog. And eventually we got to a place where we went to the pound and we let them, you know, pick out a dog. And the dog came home, and that dog fell in love with our youngest daughter. And then my wife was at work, and we're still looking for a dog that will, you know, be attached to our son. There was an intra office memo that went out there that said, hey, we've got this dog that my son found, couldn't find the owner there, brought it home because he didn't want to see it, you know, be a stray, and we can't keep it. And we adopted that dog, and that dog had been a runaway. And let me tell you, whenever it was at home, it behaved a lot like a rock. It just didn't move much, except for when it came time to eat. And when it came time to eat, it was eating as if it was its last meal. But if it ever got out, it ran like the wind. And the other dog would go with him to protect him, to make sure that people would know, you know, how to find its way back home and everything. That second dog fell in love with our middle daughter. Eventually, we had a third dog that where the other two were a pound and a stray. This one was one that we purchased, and that dog fell in love with our son and lived a long and healthy life. So we had three dogs, and all three of those dogs had an awareness that if there was food that was happening, they knew which person to go and hang out around. And it wasn't because there was food falling off of the plate. It was every once in a while there was a subtle move of the hand from the tabletop to underneath the table, and there was provision for the dogs. I will tell you this. People may think of you less than you deserve, but Jesus takes care of the sparrows. He provides for his creation, for all of his creation. And if you came from the wrong side of the tracks, I want you to know that Jesus is Lord on the right side of the tracks, the wrong side of the tracks. He is Lord over the chosen people and those who don't realize that they've been chosen. He is Lord over the young. He is Lord over the old. He is Lord all by himself all the time. He is universally the Lord God Almighty, and he provides for you. And so Jesus makes this statement, and the woman responds and says, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Now, I will tell you, there is a saying that people have, and a lot of times people think it is in Scripture, and it's not. And the statement is, healing is the children's bread. They are referencing this passage of Scripture here. It doesn't say that healing is the children's bread. It says that God provides even the crumbs from the master's table for the little dogs. And when you realize that God can take something that is small and insignificant, and he will use it to meet the need, no matter how great, that is a wonderful place to be. So, why this story? Verse number 28, Jesus responds to this woman's declaration And he says, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed that very hour. Jesus' declaration is, "Oh, woman, great is your faith." Now, there's a lot of people in society that would have struggled to believe that a woman, a Canaanite woman at that, could be used as an example of great faith. I want to let you know that Christianity elevated the status of women. There are many places around the world where women are viewed as property instead of people that God wants to use for his glory. So I thank God for godly men. I thank God for godly women. I think that there are going to be a lot of people in heaven because they had praying mamas and praying grandmothers, some and praying daughters. So I want you to know that you are valuable to God, and the declaration that he makes over this woman is what I would pray that he would declare over all of us, and that is, great is your faith. Now, here's the thing. The only way that she could have faith is because God had planted faith in her. The scripture says that God gives to everyone the measure of faith. This woman's faith in who Jesus was and what he was able to do, there's nothing that even indicates that this daughter was present at this particular moment, but that God was able to heal her, and the testimony was that she was delivered and healed that very hour. What can we do with the faith that God has given to us? And so this woman that the disciples were looking at as an inconvenience was actually used by Jesus to be an example of great faith that is talked about for thousands of years. I will say this. The purpose of God is that whenever demonic activity manifests itself, that Jesus will triumph over it and send the demon and the devilish hordes of hell away in humiliating defeat. That is what happens. It's not a close contest, just a word, and the demons flee. And so Jesus commends her for using the faith that God had provided for her, and it said, "Let it be to you as you desire." Now, there was a person in our church that taught Sunday school. She's been promoted into the presence of Jesus. And they were having a discussion one day, and there was a person that they weren't seeing eye to eye on this particular thing. And her statement was quite simply this: "Well, according to your faith, be it unto you." And I tell you that I want to have more faith in God than I've got in my problem. I've got more faith in my deliverer than I've got in my oppressor. So this woman crossed paths with Jesus and persistently had a discussion with him, and it wasn't just an emotional discussion. It was an intellectual, passionate discussion, and the result of that was that this woman's daughter was healed, she was delivered, and people knew about it. So that's beginning the following of Jesus. Verse number 29, Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now I want to take you back to Matthew chapter 14. Because what Matthew 14, verse number 14 says, "And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick." So one of the results of Jesus being moved with compassion is that for those who are following him, so they were following him in Matthew 14, they're eventually following him for 3 days here in chapter 15. But when the people who are following him are suffering afflictions in their body, he's moved with compassion to heal them. Now, I understand that there are some people who do not believe that supernatural miracles still happen in 2026. They have some theological arguments that they will make. I will tell you this. God's never stopped being moved with compassion. Because he's moved with compassion, he can save the lost, he can deliver the oppressed, and he can heal the sick. And that identity, that nature, I don't think you'll find a preacher anywhere that will describe that the compassion of God has ceased to operate since the Bible was finished being written. I believe that every church around will tend to preach that God is the God of compassion in the Old Testament, the God of compassion in the New Testament, and he's still the God of compassion now. And it's his compassion that moves him urgently, and there can be healing for God's people because of his compassion. These people, when they saw what had happened to the woman, they kept following Jesus as he was leaving the region of Tyre and Sidon. And it says he skirts the Sea of Galilee and he went up on a mountain. They're still following him. They're following him around the sea. They're, as he ascends up on the mountain, they're following him. They're continually walking after him. And when he sits down there, it describes not just a multitude, but a great multitude. And they came to him, and they were carrying the lame. They were bringing the blind. They were bringing those who could not speak. They were bringing those who had been maimed. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them. So in chapter 14, verse number 14, so Matthew 14, 14, he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Remember, I told you, he's moved with compassion when he sees the multitude, but he doesn't see the multitude as a mass. He sees it as a large group of individuals. And so he moved in such a way that everyone was able to see what God had done. There are a lot of people who will make claims of things that have happened that are not verified. And, you know, they can still be a miracle. What I want to share with you today is quite simply this. When the blind man was healed, his actions were going to be different. He was going to be able to function without anyone leading him around. When the lame man was healed, or the lame woman, they were going to be able to tell that because the person was going to be able to walk around. When the mute person was healed, they were going to be able to speak, and to a large extent, many of the times that a person was mute was because they were deaf and they couldn't hear, and so they had lost the ability to speak because they had lost the ability to hear. And then there were the maimed. The maimed are the people who have been injured through battle, accidents, life collisions, whatever it might be. They could have been things that they had done recklessly. They could have just been damaged from being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are listening to the sound of my voice you've experienced trauma that you weren't expecting in your life. I want to encourage you to be like the woman that we talked about at the beginning of the program and exhibit great faith and say, Lord, help me. A crumb from your table is sufficient to meet our need. And so if you, it says here that the maimed were made whole, that's in verse number 31, and the blind were seen. And it says, and many others, and he healed them. So Matthew 14:14, why did he heal them? He healed them because they were following him. They were there. And he healed them because he was moved with compassion for them. And so I'm thankful for the medical community. There are things that the medical community has done for me that restored functionality in shoulders and restored vision in my eye. I'm thankful for them. I'm also thankful that God's provision for healing goes beyond what man is capable of doing. So if man hits their ceiling, I understand that God is still capable of bringing healing in those situations, even when man has not advanced to the point where there's a known cure or there's known technology. I want to encourage you today. Maybe you're physically challenged. Maybe you're socially challenged, like the woman in the first part of Matthew chapter 15. Whatever it is, keep following Jesus. Keep being present and worshiping him. And I'm going to believe with you that God's compassion is going to bring transformation to your family, to your body, to any limitations or trauma that you may have, so that we can say, to God be the glory. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.